AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Russia's intensified its bombardment of Ukraine in the last 24 hours. Karen Chamas has the latest.
Officials say Russia fired more than 650 drones and 36 missiles at Ukraine in a large-scale attack that began during the night and stretched into daylight hours on Tuesday. At least three people were killed, including a four-year-old child. The bombardment came a day after Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said progress in US-led peace talks is quite solid. However, Ukrainian and European officials have complained that Putin is not sincerely engaging with US-led peace efforts. President Trump has for months been pressing for a peace agreement, but the negotiations have become entangled in the very different demands from Moscow and Kyiv. I'm Karen Chamas.
Powerful winter storms are expected to douse California with relentless rain, heavy winds, and snow this week. Officials are urging holiday travelers to avoid the roads on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Flooding, mud, and rock slides all a threat. And Julie Walker reports a new law aims to end improper Medicaid payments.
Medicaid programs made more than $200 million in improper payments to healthcare providers between 2021 and 2022 for people who had already died. That's according to a new report from the independent watchdog for the Department of Health and Human Services. But the department's Office of Inspector General said it expects a new provision in Republicans' One Big Beautiful Bill requiring states to audit their Medicaid beneficiary lists against the Social Security Administration's Death Master File may help reduce these improper payments in the future. The watchdog report was released Tuesday. The office recommends the federal government share more information with state governments to recover the incorrect payments. I'm Julie Walker.
This is AP News. A strong GDP number for the third quarter, the U.S. economy expanding at a 4.3% annual rate from July through September. Seth Sutel has reaction in the AP Markets Report.
Wall Street closed at another record following a surprisingly strong report on economic growth over the summer. The S&P 500 rose 0.5% Tuesday. The S&P edged past the all-time high it reached earlier this month. More gains for big tech stocks like Nvidia drove the index higher, even as most stocks in the index fell. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 79 points, that's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.6%. Novo Nordisk jumped after U.S. regulators approved a pill version of the company's blockbuster weight loss drug, Wegovy. Treasury yields rose in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury climbed to 4.16%. Seth Sutel, New York.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.